evening. We're going to go ahead and get started on our Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting. Mary Coates is present. Andy Schock. Jake Moss. Jerry Boyer. John Allison.
I'm here.
So, unfortunately, we do not have a quorum present tonight. We did not know that this was going to happen due to Justice Boyer's death, and then Justice Schock, as well as Justice Moss, had last-minute things that came up. Justice Moss has sick children, and Justice Schock was not able to get back in town for the meeting. So I think what we're going to end up doing is I will call another meeting next Tuesday night, probably around 6 o'clock. Ms. Margaret will get all that posted, and we will have to have our meeting for Courts and Public Safety next Tuesday night. And I apologize for everybody that turned out. I know that some of you were wanting to speak and have some comments, and we had everything prepared, and I'm very apologetic. I'm sorry for that, but there's been a lot of upheaval this week, and with everything going on, we are going to have to postpone the meeting.
If there's anybody here that wanted to speak on anything, could they be allowed to speak?
So I don't believe so.
They may not have their opportunity, but...
Right, and we are not allowed to vote. I mean, our hands are tied as far as that goes, so any discussion or conversation would not go towards anything that was going to be voted upon.
But they would have an opportunity to be heard. I mean, and they may not be, if there's anybody that can't make it back next week, I would just hate for them to not have the opportunity to speak. I know there are people, at least in my district, who feel like they have not been allowed to speak mm-hmm. on several issues, and I would like to make sure they had that opportunity if this is their only opportunity that they're going to have.
Where do we stand with that?
If you're looking for me for guidance, Justice Allison, I am absolutely sympathetic to that, and I think that we need to make provisions for folks to be able to speak. But the fact that we don't have a quorum, they wouldn't be speaking to the committee. So if you want to adjourn your meeting and you guys can talk, because the next meeting is not for 30 minutes. It just obviously wouldn't be on the record. There wouldn't, other than just visiting with their JPs, which you guys are here, they can do that. But that's really all we can do since we don't have a quorum to actually hold a meeting.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps or not, but it does kind of tie our hands a little bit.
I mean, I know we can't vote, but we're not even allowed to allow public comment.
Officially and have a meeting without a quorum, I don't think you can even call a meeting without a quorum.
Okay. All right.
But therefore, we don't even have to adjourn because we haven't been able to have a meeting, per se. But
yeah.
Justice Allison and I will stay around until our Budget and Finance Committee.
And you guys can visit all you want to.
And y'all are welcome to come and visit with us, or we can visit until Budget and Finance begins.
Any other JPs in the rooms, this is not going to be an issue with them listening in on the conversations and having discussions with these people.
I don't
people
think so. This is public call, so absolutely.
Again, I apologize.
Going off.